In Freemasonry, the opening ritual of the first degree is rich with symbolism and purpose. Through this ritual, the roles of various offices are explored, each carrying deep meaning that ties into the broader spiritual and philosophical framework of Freemasonry. The significance of their positions and actions reflects ancient wisdom, particularly drawing from ancient Egyptian beliefs. The Worshipful Master, WM, initiates the opening with a single knock, a signal for readiness and obedience to higher faculties. The WM embodies the creative aspect of the divine spirit in man. His tools, including the gavel and the Tau crosses on his apron, symbolize male and creative energies. Representing the body, the Junior Warden, JW, is responsible for ensuring vigilance against external influences. His role parallels the body's routine needs, as seen in his association with the dinner hour, a symbol of preservation. He is linked to the god of vegetation, indicated by corn and water symbolism, and maintains the uprightness of plum, akin to the falling water from heaven. The Senior Warden, SW, symbolizes the soul and its journey towards enlightenment. He occupies the western position in the lodge, associated with the setting sun and the deity Shiva. His tools and symbols, particularly the level, convey notions of destruction, refinement, and purification. The SW's password suggests the transformative power of fire within. Freemasonry incorporates the ancient Egyptian notion of man's sevenfold nature. This idea underscores that seven individuals are required to form a perfect lodge. Despite the symbolic disorganization stemming from the emphasis on three principal solar offices, the reference to the sevenfold nature remains significant. The inner guard, IG, has a critical role in the opening ritual, representing the power that allows the soul to enter the flesh at the right moment. As a spiritual sentinel, the IG warns against probing into divine mysteries without proper preparation, underscoring the necessity of caution and readiness in spiritual pursuits. The Junior Deacon, JD, signifies the physical means by which inspirations from the spirit reach the material world. He symbolizes intelligence and the five senses, acting as a bridge between the WM, spirit, and the SW, soul. In contrast, the Senior Deacon, SD, represents intuition, the channel through which the soul receives divine inspiration. Historically, the SD served the WM personally, relaying messages to the SW, akin to the flow of intuitive insights from a higher source. In operative days, practical roles were assigned to offices that reflect their symbolic meanings. For example, the SD was a messenger for the WM, and the JW's duties mirrored maintaining the body's physical needs, such as scheduling meal times. The placement and function of offices in a speculative lodge serve to align the candidate's spiritual journey with the sun's positions. The speculative alignment helps candidates internalize the symbolic meanings of their progress through the degrees. Before declaring the lodge open, the WM offers a prayer, reminding the brethren of the need to seek assistance from the divine source. The three knocks by the WM symbolize the quest for unity and advancement in body, soul, and spirit, highlighting the importance of harmony among these three elements. Conclusion. The opening ritual of the first degree in Freemasonry, as explored by J.S.M. Ward in the Entered Apprentice's Handbook, provides a profound understanding of the symbolic representations and the deeper meanings behind the roles of various offices. It emphasizes the necessity of preparation, vigilance, and unity among the body, soul, and spirit in the continual journey towards spiritual growth.